And if a dog liked to bite, you said the boy was what by the dog?
If the boy wanted to fight with the dog?
No, if the dog liked to bite it.
Oh.
You'd say the boy was what by the dog?
Bitten. I'm so slow.
I'll rush there. And you'd say, well, that dog will what anyone?
Bite.
And you'd say, yesterday he...
Bit.
And what about dog bit? Do you ever hear that?
Yes, I've heard people say they were dog bit.
Do you ever say that? I mean, it's...
I would say around here, snake bit is a more common term than dog bit.
Scary.
Well, I mean, the way they refer to it, there are not a lot of people that I know of who get bitten by snakes, but I think you might be more likely to hear that expression. And as a colloquialism, you know, you might say, oh, he was snake bit on that job or something, not meaning he was bitten by a snake at all, just that he had bad luck.
So not meaning the actual dog. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're talking about the cattle on the ranch. What do you call the male?
A bull. Ours was not a breeding ranch. All of our cattle were steers, but male cattle are bulls.
Do you ever hear, have you used another word in the form?
Not other than steer.
Just bull. You never heard of bull referred to as anything else? But...
Well, you mean like bullock or...
No. I mean, if that's a word, yes, sure. Do you say that?
No, I wouldn't, but I think there is such a word for a young bull. Now, around here, we would refer to cattle as yearlings if they are about a year old. Heifers are young cows. But I don't know what else to call one besides bull or steer if it's a male.
What do you just call the firstborn, you say? I mean, when it's firstborn?
A calf.
And would you call the male when it's, you know, young, would you call it a bull?
Bull calf. No, a bull calf.
And if you had a cow and the cow was expecting a calf, you'd say, that cow is going to...
Have a calf? Drop a calf, okay. Now, that's not an expression that I use a lot because I don't talk about that a lot, but that is a common expression, drop a calf.
And what about the male horse? What do you call that?
A stud or a gelding if it has been gelded, or a stallion if it is not.
Well, would you use stud and stallion in different places?
Well, I guess you would. You refer to them as standing at stud if they are, you know, in the business to reproduce. But certainly, both mean a male horse that has not been operated on, gelded.
What about the female?
Mayor.
And, you know, you were telling me yesterday about the wagons and things. You know, if you have two mules pull them, you say you have a what?
A pair of mules. Or pair. Maybe a hitch. But I'd say a pair.
And what about if it was four?
Well, I'd probably say two pair or a four hitch.
A four hitch. And what about oxen? Do you know how you'd call them?
Yoke.
What about four of them? I don't know about that.
Well, now, let's see. You talk about a span of oxen also, but I don't know that means four.